This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former White House advisor Steve Bannon has been arrested. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Bannon and three others are accused of ripping off donors in an online fundraising scheme called We Build the Wall. The indictments were unsealed in Manhattan federal court. Prosecutors say the scheme raised more than $25 million to build a wall along the southern border. The indictment says it involved fake invoices and sham vendor arrangements. The project mentioned was for 3 miles of fence post in South Texas. It was ultimately built and largely funded by Fisher Industries. President Trump recently criticized that section of the wall after it showed signs of erosion. Bannon was pushed out of his White House job 3 years ago. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump sought to distance himself from Bannon, saying he hadn't had much to do with him for several years.
And it sounded to me like showboating, and I think I let my opinion be very strongly stated at the time. I didn't like it. It was showboating and maybe looking for funds.
At one time, Bannon served as the CEO of President Trump's 2016 campaign. A federal judge on Thursday cleared the way for Manhattan's top prosecutor to get President Donald Trump's tax returns, rejecting a last-ditch attempt by Trump's lawyers to block a subpoena issued to his accounting firm. The president's lawyers immediately appealed U.S. District Judge Victor Marrero's decision to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. At the White House, President Donald Trump downplayed the decision, saying it is an ongoing part of a witch hunt.
Well, the Supreme Court said if it's a fishing expedition, you don't have to do it. And this is a fishing expedition. But more importantly, this is a continuation of the witch hunt, the greatest witch hunt in history.
Marrero's ruling echoed his prior decision in the case that was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court last month. This is VOA News. Russian opposition politician and President Putin's longtime foe, Alexei Navalny, is hospitalized in a coma. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
His allies believe he fell ill from deliberate poisoning because of his political activity. Navalny felt unwell on a flight back to Moscow from Tomsk, a city in Siberia, and was taken to a hospital after the plane made an emergency landing in Omsk. Navalny's spokeswoman, Kira Yarmish, said she believes he must have consumed something from tea he drank at an airport cafe before boarding the plane. During the flight, Navalny started sweating and asked her to talk to him so that he could focus on the sound of a voice. He then went to the bathroom and lost consciousness. Navalny is currently being treated at the Omsk Ambulance Hospital No. 1. He's in a grave condition. Doctors at the hospital remain tight-lipped about his diagnosis. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hashim Abedi, a 23-year-old man who helped his brother kill 22 people in a suicide bomb attack in Manchester, England, has been jailed for at least 55 years. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
He was found guilty of murder in March for encouraging and assisting his brother Salman, who blew himself up at the end of a concert by US pop singer Ariana Grande 3 years ago. Among the dead were seven children. The youngest was just 8 years old. A further 237 people were injured in the atrocity, which happened as parents arrived to collect their children at the Manchester Arena. The judge said the brothers, born to Libyan parents who immigrated to the UK, were equally culpable and had deliberately targeted a concert attended by younger people. He jailed Abedi for life for murder and conspiracy to cause an explosion and said he would serve at least 55 years in jail. Abedi wasn't in court for sentencing. He had refused to enter the courtroom where distraught families of victims had given harrowing accounts of the devastating impact the bombing had had on their lives.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies. The number of jobless workers seeking unemployment benefits is again over 1 million. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The government says the figure increased to 1.1 million last week, following 2 weeks of declines. The latest number suggests the economy is still weak, more than 5 months after the COVID-19 outbreak. Even as some businesses have reopened and some sectors of the economy have rebounded, more and more people who have lost jobs think their losses will be permanent. However, the number of people who are receiving unemployment aid dropped by 700,000 last week to just under 15 million. Mike Hemp in Washington.
An update on Wall Street with all three major indices trading in positive territory with about an hour left in the trading day. For more, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.